Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
A Dear Media original podcast.
Here I am calling you on your birthday, saying happy birthday. And then what do I get? You get off the phone and you just talk all this shit on me.
Well, maybe you should have actually talked instead of being so immature. Use your words, Stephen.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into Back to the Beach with Kristen and Steven. I'm Steven Coletti.
And I'm Kristen Cavallari. Hello, hello.
There she is. And here we are bringing you episode 3 of season 2 of Laguna Beach. It is called It's Hard to Say Goodbye, which, by the way, is that a song? What's the title coming from there?
I don't know. I couldn't figure it out. I'm not sure either.
It's just hard to say goodbye.
It just is. Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me. I know. And we've got our little description there, but it says it's B-Day time and LB for both Kristen and LC. Of course, even
just though your really birthdays quickly, are... we're about a month apart, but yeah, okay. Same episode.
Kristen and Town flirt up a storm while old feelings stir between Steven and LC is at her party south of the border. Yeah, her party. I don't know. It was a little getaway. It wasn't much of a party. It's just like the four of us down there. Yeah, she had better parties than that. Lauren has much better parties than let's go to Rosarita for a night. I think it's much more MTV's like, get Steven back in Mexico.
Yes, let's get him drunk.
This is where things will happen. Yes. Get him the tequila.
Yep.
We've got on the previously on, they're teeing up Town, making his move on Taylor. They've got you saying how you and your college boyfriend are Dunzo,
that was
as you
quick.
Say.
My God.
I'm sorry to hear.
I mean, I went from being completely in love with this guy to, nope, he's not my boyfriend. We're done. What? I'm pretty sure this was over like 6 months, but okay.
Yep. And then you've got the last line there and you're saying LC was planning a little trip to Mexico. Wonder what she's wishing for for her birthday. So anyways, well, let's jump into it. We've got you shopping with Jess and Alex, which, by the way, I think you're in the shop that in the last episode you said everything in here is ugly.
Yes. Same. Just kind of, we're back.
you're stepping into, again, in that episode a little bit, you're stepping into your role in the show. But now you're back here and you're like, shopping around, things are looking good.
Now all of a sudden everything is cute.
Maybe it's a whole new season. I don't know.
Nothing makes sense on the show. We've realized that at this point.
Let's take a real quick tally. We're now... as we see in this episode, we're working through 3 love triangles that they're making happen.
God.
They've still tried to keep what's going on between you and Lauren and myself. And then they're now teeing up this Taylor, Talon, and you possibility. And then, of course, from the last episode, we've got Alex M., Jessica, and Jason. So,
you know,
holy smokes.
Really did not remember being involved in another love triangle. When I said last week I was happy to not be in one, I really thought like, I'm not in one this season, but no, I'm in 2. Forgot about all of that.
Yeah, I'm always still there. Don't count me out, huh?
No, you are forever a love triangle. But yeah, it's pretty amazing how I find myself in these situations.
Yeah, of course, MTV's having you talk about Taylor and who's going to be at this birthday dinner and who's everyone's going to be there. And then the one line that they needed that they got you to say, I'm sure, which was like, all right, say, you know, how Taylor's going to be there. And maybe is that a little weird that she's going to be there? And you're like, yeah, the only person that might be kind of weird is Taylor. You know, why is she going to be there? So they have that, which to me, watch that, like you and Taylor never had, there was never some sort of rivalry or any bad blood. I think this is you really playing into, you know, the character that MTV needs you to, right?
Well, that, and I think too, MTV had a way of turning nothing into something, even with Lauren and I. I mean, Lauren and I were never crazy about each other, but MTV really, I think, made us hate each other when in reality, I don't think that ever would have really been the case.
Yeah.
I feel like it's the same with Taylor and I. Although Alex and Taylor said in last week's episode that, you know, girls kind of, there's this ebb and flow of relationships throughout middle school, high school. It just kind of is what it is. And there is some truth to that. I think girls go through these phases of being really close one minute and then maybe you don't talk so much. So I know there was some of that, but not to the point where I didn't really like Taylor, where I'd be like, well, I don't know if she comes to my birthday dinner. That's weird. I definitely think that was mostly MTV.
It's interesting because back then too, we're so quick to talk shit. As you see, we talk shit on all of ourselves and each other, and you're slinging all sorts of things, terrible stuff back and forth, which is that age. You're trying to get a rise out of your friends. It's almost like just looking for that next endorphin hit in a way. And by doing that, thinking you're funny by saying something totally rude.
Yeah.
And so you don't really mean it. And you're just, obviously your friends, you're joking. Your friends know you're joking in a way. But yeah, when MTV is able to pull those sentences and paste them to their storyline, it's really interesting. And it is hard to watch because it makes it seem like you're just a royal asshole, which is not the truth. And it's interesting that there could be something from you guys talking about something else of like, oh, who was there that one night? We were like reflecting on something. And it was like, oh, Taylor's going to be there. That's kind of weird. I think in this moment, it feels staged. You know, you have to be careful about what you're saying.
Well, by the way, they would always have us be like, okay, so talk about exactly who's going to be there. When like, if you and I were having a conversation, we'd never be like, okay, so at my birthday dinner is going to be Jessica, Jason. It's like, we would never have those conversations.
There's a scene, actually, to your point, one of the scenes in the beginning of the episode, as we're going down to Mexico, we're in the car and it's probably an MTV game, but it's this hookup game of like, who would you hook up with? Like, who would you rather between these two people, which is totally fucked up. And you can see, I'm just, you know, again, I'm so done with the show. I want the hell out of there. So I'm like, no, I'm not playing this game. I'm not entertaining this, but they're listing people that were on the show, which this is, first of all, this game, maybe, you know, at that age you play who would you rather in a way, but these people that we're talking about in the show is... It just would never go that way. You know, that's why Lauren's kind of mocking the situation. She's saying to Dieter, like, so Morgan or Christina, you know, it's like, we're laughing that we're actually having to say these names that we would never put in this situation before. And then it really teed up for me in that moment in the car, a fucked up moment for Dieter where MTV made it seem like he would never hook up with Morgan, which is kind of a shitty thing to do, but she was Mormon, which I don't think that's true. Like Morgan's a beautiful girl. So.
Right. I thought that whole thing was pretty nasty, to be honest, because they made it seem like Lauren was like, ha ha, like Morgan or Christina. And then the whole thing was gross. But yeah, when you take a step back and you realize it's because they were mocking the situation and not the actual people, I think it just gives it a whole new perspective.
Absolutely. I was also a little nails on a chalkboard moment for me because the girl in the backseat, Caitlin, who is good friends with Lauren, you see her in a couple episodes this season. She calls me Stee.
Yes.
And it's S-S-T-E, which was a nickname that a lot of girls in my grade, you never called me this, but girls in my grade would call me that. And I hated it.
Who started that? How did that become a thing?
I don't even know. It might've been Lo or Lauren. One of them.
I'm going to call you Stee now. Hey, Stee. Back to the beach with Kristen and Stee.
Let's start calling you Chris.
Oh, Stee and Chris. I hate it. Okay. That's the equivalent. I hate it. I'll never call you Stee.
If we're going to shorten your name, it's Cavi.
Cavi's a good one.
I don't know if it was the episode before where I was like, I called you K. Cavi Cavallari.
Yeah. I did. I remember that. So it's cute.
A little wordy over there. A little wordy.
So cute.
But anyways, we have this sweet date between Taylor and Talon as we're setting up their relationship.
You mean with Rico Suave? I can't get over him. He just kills me. All of his lines. When he says to Taylor, when I'm around you, you know, I just act different than any other girl. I don't have a girlfriend because I compare everyone to you. It's like, oh my God, Talon, he kills me. I honestly feel like he thought of these lines before going into scene. He's like, all right, what can I say here? Because they're just, everything is like so perfect.
He cracked me up in this one. He's saying this stuff, which I do feel is sincere in the way he feels about Taylor. But it's really funny how he's saying, you know, I act different with you than any other girl. Like everything changes. I don't know how to explain it.
I don't think anything coming out of his mouth is sincere.
And he says, I don't have a girlfriend because every girl I date, I compare to you. And then he catches himself and he goes, wow, That's like a line from a movie or something.
Yeah, you wrote it yourself, Callan.
I feel like the feelings there for Taylor are sincere, as you kind of, you can hear people talk about it in the other parts of the episode. But yeah, I think going into it, he was like, all right, got to be a good guy here, going to treat her well. The first season, they're trying to make me out as this guy who's having a threesome in a jacuzzi with Lo and Lauren. He probably, maybe had some lines planned out. We'll have to ask him, but it was... I thought it was really funny.
I can tell when I watch my scenes with Talon that I seem a little bit more nervous, which I also want to talk to him about.
All right, you guys, we want to take a second to talk to you about our favorite HelloFresh over there, where you can get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. And that's why it's America's number one meal kit. If you guys haven't checked out HelloFresh already, you need to check them out. You've got New Year's goals, and HelloFresh is here to help you achieve them. Skip the grocery store and take control of your time and budget with delicious recipes delivered right to your door.
HelloFresh's Festive Fare collection features limited-time recipes made with seasonal produce and premium proteins. Get out of the post-holiday slump with these elevated winter classics.
Looking for an easy way to eat well and save money this year? Cut back on expensive takeout and delivery and get started with HelloFresh. You'll love how fast, easy, and affordable it is to whip up a restaurant-quality meal right in your own kitchen.
I know I've said it before, but HelloFresh for me is so key when I'm traveling, which is a lot. I just got home from my best friend's wedding in Mexico. I landed at 6:30 last night, came home, and I had this on my doorstep. Having a healthy meal that's already portioned out, you don't have to think about it. You can just make it, and you know that you're getting really good nutrients into your body, for me, is really, really important. So saved my life last night, HelloFresh.
Oh, there you go. Go to HelloFresh.com/Beach21 and use code Beach21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. Again, go to HelloFresh.com/Beach21 and use code Beach21 for 21 free meals plus free shipping. All right, we have to take a second to talk to you about Orange Theory. Guys, Orange Theory is a smarter workout for more results. It's a total body, 1 hour group workout that combines science, coaching, and technology to guarantee maximum results from the inside out. It is a 5-zone heart rate based workout designed to transform you from the inside out and supercharge your metabolism for more caloric afterburn, more energy, more confidence, and more results. 12 to 20 minutes in the Orange Zone 3 to 4 times a week is all you need to start your fitness journey towards a longer, more vibrant life. Guys, I've tried Orange Theory and I do highly recommend it for all. I think it's one of those ways to get your workouts in, especially with those New Year's goals where you're spending time efficiently and doing the things that you need to actually see results. One of the biggest things that Orange Theory does is it tracks your results for you. It tracks them not only in real time while you're in the studio doing one of their classes, but also you can find them online and you can see where you started and 30, 60, 90 days out, you could follow your progress and see how you're doing. They have these monitors that track your heart rate as you're working out. It shows it up on the screen so you know exactly what you're doing in real time, when you can maybe back off a little bit, or more importantly, when you could push yourself a little more to make sure you're keeping that heart rate up in that orange zone, or where I like to keep it, in the red zone, so you're really burning those calories. Get your first class free. Visit orangetheory.com to find a studio near you and book now. Love it or your money back. Ask about their 30-day risk-free guarantee. I know you will love your Orange Theory experience, so they guarantee it. Just take 8 classes during your first 30 days, and if you don't feel like you're living a more vibrant, happier, healthier life, take back all your money and walk away. When we get down to Rosarita, it's Lauren's birthday dinner, and we sing happy birthday. Clearly, we're all wasted, of course, because it's Mexico.
That's what I wrote down. And hammered.
Which, by the way, I'm learning. What did I do? I got up and I excused myself from the table. And who knows where I went. I probably just was just going to get shots at the bar or something. Yeah. But of course, MTV uses that moment. Like, I walked up to my hotel room to get on the phone with you. And
damn right
you, wish
you did. That was all real. That was real.
I laughed so hard at this. I was like, what the fuck? It's like daytime. Weird room. I'm in like completely different clothing. I was like, man, this is so forced. Like, the audience at this point has to be like, that didn't fucking happen. I would hope after watching now what's been, I don't know, about 15 episodes of the show as far as first season and the second season, that they're like, well, wait a minute. That's some shenanigans. Like,
right?
You didn't fucking go upstairs, lay in bed, covers on, and be like, hey, Kristen.
Seems
like,
legit.
How are you doing?
Seems
legit. Of course it does. But I was proud of myself for being blacked out at that table and being like, you know what? I'm going to get up and leave.
Very smart.
Well, we also see moments later as we start playing around Rosarito with everybody. And then Lauren and I are getting a little frisky. Of course, the judgment has fallen by the wayside. And
yep.
When we were single, like this would happen. We were good friends. And there was a thing that was there. It was like, oh, we were having a good time. We get really drunk. We'd like to have fun. We would kiss.
You're cute. I'm cute. It's like, let's do the damn thing.
But anyways,
yeah.
So you guys are getting ready for your
birthday dinner
there, which by the way, so I call you and say happy birthday and you get off the phone and you're like, what the fuck? Like, why can't he just be mature?
Literally. think, why can't he just grow up and talk to me?
Yeah, it's a fair point. We needed time to actually be apart from each other, I think, for a while because there's still so many emotions there. Me trying to do something nice, but like, being passive aggressive in a way.
Yeah.
It is immature. That was a painful moment. I'm like, oh man, like, why are we calling her? Like, it was probably like out of the blue too.
Right.
I think MTV wanted me to call. Now I know the part that they used, they never show me on the phone saying happy birthday because of course the little piece where they used of me on a phone is from some scene, who knows when that was shot, but obviously not down in Mexico. And I don't even think that moment on the phone is when I called to wish you happy birthday. I think it's just another phone moment that they had. And like, we need a moment because we got these wild lines from Steven.
Mm-hmm.
I think I randomly did call you on your birthday and they happened to be shooting you and I was probably weird.
Oh, so, you're probably right.
You know what I mean? Anyways.
Well, and like I said earlier, our birthdays are about a month apart. And so you guys were not in Mexico when I was having my birthday dinner. I mean, that just didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. Let's get to your birthday dinner, by the way.
At Sanchigo, which we love.
That's a big party. Very popular. There's like 20, 25 people there. You got them all to be on camera. There's some faces that I was like, what? They were on camera and they actually signed the release.
I saw some people. I was like, God, I haven't seen them in so long. But yeah, no, I was very happy with my birthday dinner.
I was just saying, let's talk about Talon's speech.
Let's talk about Talon's speech.
Is brilliant. And I want to do a little reading of Talon's
Please
birthday speech.
Please do.
everybody. He gets up and he's got his drink in his hand. He goes, here's to Kristen. Without Kristen, happy birthday, Kristen. And that's the end of the speech.
Wait, I was so confused watching it. I was like, wait, is that what he said? I don't understand.
Talon, like, you've got all these great lines. And for some reason, Kat got your tongue there. I don't know what happened. I was
so confused. Well, hey, it worked because then I'm like, hey, Talon, you look good.
Oh, yeah. You are hook, line, and sinker.
Come here, Talon.
You've got Talon in the crosshairs. You're like, get over here.
I mean, honestly, I look back at this stuff. I'm like, was I just so bored that I just like needed some excitement? I'm like, who can I fuck with today?
That is funny. Well, you're like, fuck, I'm like ready to get out of here. Like, what could be interesting? You're like, I wonder if Talon would still hook up with me.
I know.
Let's
honestly,
see if he's into me.
God.
Just a game you're playing.
Fucking mess. They're really obviously setting the groundwork now for this love triangle with Talon, Taylor, and I. And I'm clearly aware of the Taylor-Talon situation because I bring it up to him multiple times. But in true guy fashion, he says he's not dating Taylor and that there's nothing going on.
I like the scene between you and Talon when you guys are having coffee. It's really funny. When he first sits down and you sit down and he goes, I buzzed my head. And you go, really? You're staring. He's staring at the dude with the mustache. It was really funny. He was like, I was just so bored. I get the worst ADD. And then you go, do you get bored with your hair?
So dumb.
Really funny.
Yeah,
really funny.
Good times.
I caught myself. I will say, as we've created this little love triangle between Talon and Kristen and Taylor, I almost went for you and I said, no. I go, Talon, run. I'm Team Taylor. So I'm putting that out there.
Oh, man.
Taylor is a sweetheart.
It's fucked up.
I wanted to reach through the screen and go, Talon,
it's fucked up.
Listen to me.
No, you know what?
I've been there.
Yeah.
You don't want to go there.
You should definitely pick Taylor. I vouch for that as well. I am only going to hurt you and break your heart. We know that now.
Oh, the heartbreaker.
What can you do?
I felt like, was that a real thing between Talon and Taylor?
I think they really did date. I do feel like it was pretty genuine. I feel like Taylor's conversations about him were pretty pretty honest, but we're going to have to ask him. But I do remember them dating for real. I do.
Yeah. Whether or not he had, you know, written down these lines beforehand because he knew he was going to be on camera. I think the sincerity of like, he seems to really like this girl.
Yeah.
I'll just say there's a scene in the last episode where he's getting out of the water surfing with Jason and the way he's talking about Taylor saying like, oh, I've always had a thing for her or something like that. It seems like that's legit, but who knows? MTV could have been pushing that on him and be like, all right, yeah, I'm in. I always thought she was cute.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? So I had a conversation about 4 years ago when, you know, it was the same thing happened with The Hills. Every year, producers would hit me up, ask me if I'd want to do a show, find a way if I could come in and do the show. When they started doing The Hills, The New Beginning, they hit me up. And I had at the moment, we were working on finding EDG a home. Everyone is doing great. And so we were trying to sell it. So I was like, I'm going to take the meeting. And let's see.
Yeah,
like,
smart.
I was like, look, if there's a world where if I show up at a couple episodes of The Hills and then Viacom and one of their platforms buys the show, I'll fucking do it.
100%.
Right? And of course, it didn't work out that way. But in the conversations with the producers, they're going, like, all right, so what have you been up to and all this? And I'm like, guys, I'm not like, do you really think that I could be on this show? Like, I was the only connection that I had to the show.
Yes, you could, Steven. But you would take over that show.
Well, the only connection, it was you or Lauren. And I was like, these people that are from LA, I knew them through maybe Lauren or you on the show. But I was like, these are not people that I hung out with. And she was like, but couldn't you see yourself having like a little something with like Audrina? Like, you guys, it seemed like you guys would have good chemistry and you know her, right? So it's not totally unrealistic to think that you guys want to maybe go out on a date. I was like, I know exactly where you're going with
here.
Amazing. I was like, look, you tell me whether or not you're going to buy my TV show. I'll let you know after that whether or not I'm going to come do The Hills. So
everything has a price. We have to remember, I mean, they are making a TV show. They have to have storylines. If everyone's just getting along, hanging out, there's not a TV show there. So they have to come up with this stuff. You guys, I'm so excited to talk to you about a probiotic that I personally love, and that is Seed. I've been taking Seed for months, and it is truly the one probiotic that I actually notice a difference with. Seed is a broad-spectrum, plant-based prebiotic and 24-hour strain probiotic formulated for digestive, gut immune, and additional systemic benefits. Capsule in capsule protects against stomach acid, digestion enzymes, and bile salts for viability through digestion. What does this mean? Well, the live probiotics will actually make it to the end of the small intestine for delivery into the colon. Steven, is that all new information for you?
Oh, this is great. Great information you're giving me here. There is so much out there about probiotics. And it turns out, I think there's a lot of things that are wrong. I think there was probiotic tortilla chips I saw one time, which I don't know if that's
too good
true.
To be true.
Good news, guys. Seed's DSO1 trademarked daily symbiotic is the real deal. It supports benefits in and beyond the gut. Yes, Seed's DSO1 trademarked will support ease of bloating, healthy regularity, and ease of evacuation. You know what I mean? But it will also support your gut barrier, skin health, heart health, and micronutrient synthesis. Note, guys, the gut immune function is not boosting the immune system. It is about supporting the crosstalk between your intestinal cells and your immune cells.
You want to know something else that I love about Seed? When you get your first package from them, they will send you, you know, the bottle that you keep them in with the probiotics. But then each month, they only send you the probiotics. So you keep the package so it's sustainable, which is awesome.
There you have it, guys. Start a new healthy habit today. Visit seed.com/beach and use code beach to redeem 20% off your first month of Seed's DSO1 trademarked daily symbiotic. That's seed.com/beach and use code beach.
Let's talk about children's vitamins. Did you guys know that typically children's vitamins are basically just candy in disguise, usually filled with 2 teaspoons of sugar, unhealthy chemicals, and other gummy junk that growing kids should absolutely never be eating? And that's why Hiya was created, the pediatrician-approved superpowered chewable vitamin to solve just that. While most children's vitamins are filled with 5 grams of sugar and can contribute to a variety of health issues,
Hyatt is made with zero sugar and zero gummy junk, yet it tastes great and is perfect for picky eaters. My kids have never given me a hard time about eating these ones. They actually ask for them, which is pretty hilarious. Formulated with the help of nutritional experts, Hyatt is pressed with a blend of 12 organic fruits and veggies, then supercharged with 15 essential vitamins and minerals, including vitamin D, B12, C, zinc, folate, and many others to help support immunity, energy, brain function, mood, concentration, teeth, bones, and more. It's non-GMO, vegan, dairy-free, allergy-free, gelatin-free, nut-free, and everything else you can imagine. Another thing that my kids love about these is after you get your first order, it comes with the bottle and stickers that you can decorate your little bottle with. So you guys, we've worked out a special deal with Hiya for their best-selling children's vitamin. You can receive 50% off your first order. To claim this deal, you must go to hiyahealth.com/beach. This deal isn't available on their regular website. So go to hiyahealth.com/beach and get your kids the full body nourishment they need to grow into healthy adults. I want to know what happened with you and Lauren in Mexico, because again, as a viewer, when I can remove myself from the situation, I think you guys are kind of cute together.
Okay. Well,
I think I'm
first
team
of all,
LC now.
There you go. You should be. You should be. We're all Team LC. I think in hindsight, it's like maybe, well, actually,
hey, back
that's not
up,
fair.
Buddy.
That's not fair. That's not fair. I will retract that statement.
Thank you.
I do not regret decisions that I made back in the day. They were made. And yeah, I think watching the show as a viewer, you go, at this point, sure. Yeah, look, Steven and Kristen are done. And you've got a sweet thing going on. But let me clear this up. Of course, down there, we had fun together, and you could tell we're kissing and flirting, and there's that natural chemistry that was always there. But what MTV shows, and they try to play it like we shared a room, we slept together, and in the morning, it's all bullshit. And I'm going to tell you why right now. First of all, you never see us in the same shot. When she's in the morning, she's in a towel, and she's walking up, and she says, Steven, she, first of all, her lips don't move. She didn't say that in that moment. I was not in that room. And second of all, when they show that little piece of me with my head sleeping, you could see to the right, the paint on the wall is completely different from the paint on the wall where she is. There's a little light on in the room. If you actually look at those two shots that are right back to back and pause them for a second, you'll notice that they're not the same hotel room. It is not happening at the same time. And then they tie it in with a couple of shots of the room number. And by the way, they keep showing 703. That room that Lauren's walking out of the bathroom and waking up probably Caitlin or going into her luggage or somebody off camera saying something that she's having a smile about, having a smile that she's smiling
having
about.
Having a smile. I'm going to start using that.
Yeah. Fuck, I really need to have a smile. But I guarantee the door that she's inside of that hotel room, if you looked on the outside, that would not say 703. But
by the way, though,
was...
I love that you just broke that down so incredibly. Boom. Like, there you have it, people. That's so good.
All the time. But look, they're playing off of like some truce. It's like, yeah, Lauren and I, like, there's a natural thing there. Obviously, we were kissing and having fun. We enjoyed our time. You know, our friendship would peter up to the next level, if you will, over the holiday break as we all had a lot of fun, but it was never this like serious thing. And then of course, MTV, which this would never happen otherwise, they have her saying goodbye to me when I'm going back to college. As this is actually a really sweet scene. You know, you tell Lauren's like, fuck,
she's
I did
crying.
Not want to cry. She didn't want to cry on camera because she knows, you know, how MTV is going to use that. And they're already trying so hard in these first two episodes for us to like have this thing. And now she's getting left behind as I go back to college. But yeah, it's funny. It's a little cringy. It's a little awkward because we know what's happening, but it's still Lauren and I are, you know, we're still good friends. And she's talking to her friend as she's driving back saying, I really did not want to cry, but, you know, she's got a bleeding heart. She's a total sweetheart. And she's going through her process of, all right, I'm staying. I'm not going back up to school. And I'm sure having the like, is this the right decision or not? Yeah. She seemed like she was definitely confident in staying. But then when you're faced with the realization, kind of like I was when we had to break up as I was going away to school, you're like, oh, wait, fuck. Everyone's leaving town. And we just had this really fun, fleeting 2 weeks of, you know, Christmas break hanging out. And where's it going to go now? Why can't that just be, you know, the forever, which I think is just such a perfect window into that stage in our life where the constant, like, let's have fun, let's stay up until 4 in the morning drinking, playing with our friends,
I know. That's what it's right? all about at that age. Mm-hmm. And then it's over in the flash. And you don't really, you know what I always think about too? I'm like, those were some of the best years of my life. And when I was in them, I always wanted to be older. When I was 18, it was like, I wanted to be 21. And then I wanted to be, you know, just always in the next mm-hmm. phase. And now that I am a little bit older, I'm like, I should have just been present and lived in the moment.
Okay. So you have that, but do you wish you were a senior in high school graduating again? Like say the summer of your senior year, you're done with high school and you're that age. Do you wish you could go back to that age?
I guess not. But I guess if I could redo it, I would live in the moment more. But no, I'm the happiest I've ever been. I'm the most comfortable in my skin. Yeah. And everything that I've gone through has led me where I am today. But I just wish I enjoyed everything a little bit more because I think you're always worried about what's going to happen in the future. And if you could just know that everything always ends up working out, I think it would relieve a lot of this stress and a lot of pressure and people would just be present a little bit more.
Interesting.
Well, to wrap up this episode, what did you give the ratings, both personal and as far as an audience rating goes?
I'm going personal rating a D. Wow. I redeemed myself in Mexico. Yeah. I like to see that actually handle my liquor-ish, you know, just kind of a little crazy ride, mechanical bull situation, a little flirtatious, very casual. I excused myself from the dinner when I was very drunk at one point. So there we go. And I gave it an audience rating of C because MTV is pushing some storylines. And it was a little tough to follow for me because now we've got like three love triangles that we're going for. And I also think they're still trying to keep our love triangle between you and I and Lauren going. Like the whole phone call for your birthday edit was weird. Mm-hmm. They edit Lauren and I sleeping together again, like they did in the first episode. I read it as very forced. I'm like, the audience has got to be picking up on some of this now. We have our...
I don't think so though, because I didn't.
Well, there's still, okay, yeah, there's a dynamic that's there, I think. But as far as it in MTV's world, trying to make it this relationship.
But you know too much. You know, it's not happening. I think just as a viewer though, like I'm sitting here like, oh wow, I really do love them together and they should be together. And I didn't notice all of those edits. Obviously you do because you lived it, but I didn't notice a lot of that.
Yeah. I don't know. I gave it a C. So
okay.
What are you thinking? What was your personal rating?
Personal, I went with a C because I felt as though you saw I was a flirt. I was playful. You got to see some of that, but it's still only focuses on one side of my personality. So middle of the road with a C. And then for an audience rating, I went B because kind of just to piggyback on what you said, there's a lot happening. I thought there were sweet moments between you and Lauren. Obviously the love triangle now between Talon, Taylor, and myself and Jason, his love triangle is continuous as well. And so there's a lot to dig into, but nothing over the top. So went with a B.
Well, yeah, they're trying to set all these things up and we go to Mexico and it's your birthday. Everything's, there's your birthday dinner. Everything's kind of casual. There's no kind of shocking moment, right?
Right.
That there's nothing happens in Mexico that's crazy. Nothing happens on your birthday. No one's yelling at each other. Yeah. Everyone's just kind of having fun and getting along. So that's another reason I think the audience rating is down because of course people are tuning into a show like this because they want to see some shit flying.
Yeah, yeah. Right? It's true.
So quote, I have after Talon gives his lovely spiel to Taylor at their sweet little dinner. Taylor says to Talon, "You were nicer to me in the past 5 minutes than you were in the last 5 years."
That was good. I loved that.
What about you?
Mine is from Talon. And
I already know what it is. I already know what it is.
When he says Kristen has a penis mentality. There you have
it. That was my first quote, but then I was like, well, Kristen's going to have this one. So I'll go on to the next one. So
there are some good ones all around.
And that conversation, I mean, the whole conversation from when you guys sit down, as I said earlier, Talon's like, I buzz my head again. You're like, really?
I know.
Oh, man. It's really funny. Like I think on-screen charisma comes off really well. And with Talon, as he's kind of having his back and forth, you kind of calm on his shit in a way, or the shit kicking, I think, between the two of you is really funny. And really interesting. So that whole conversation was really great. And I love that you picked that quote. It's really funny. So yeah, what about a do-over for you?
Okay, I overplucked my eyebrows so much in high school. I wish I didn't do that because it actually fucked up my eyebrows for the long term. But yeah, my eyebrows were just like so tiny. Yeah, I do not have good eyebrows.
I do remember that being a big thing with girls. They always you would always need to pluck your eyebrows.
Why? I don't understand why. They were so thin. And then, of course, like a couple years ago, huge brows were really in. I wish we could just find a happy medium. But I've always had brow envy on other people.
Because you plucked them all all the time? You don't have as much?
I mean, I have eyebrows, but they're not.
You feel great at eyebrows. They're fine.
Thank you. Like, I have eyebrows. Eyebrows. I just want everyone to know. But I just, like, when really full brows were in a couple years ago, I was like, I can't do this trend. I can't grow my eyebrows like that, which is probably fine. I don't think that would look good on me.
Do girls ever add eyebrows? So yeah, I know they put on eyelashes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yes. Okay. So most girls fill them in every day. I do fill mine in a little bit.
On?
Yep. You can literally do, it's called microblading, which is like a tattoo essentially on your eyebrow, but they can do it in a way so it looks like hair strokes. So,
interesting. Do they ever do hair implants in eyebrows?
Oh, I don't know. That seems kind of aggressive. But at this point, I feel like I'm sure because you can do something for everything. So maybe, but I think microblading is like the go-to if you want something permanent.
Gotcha.
The more you know. What was your do-over?
I wish I'd never called you on your birthday.
Rude.
You monster.
Rude.
Here I am calling you on your birthday, saying happy birthday. And then what do I get? You get off the phone and you just talk all this shit on me.
Well, maybe you should have actually talked instead of being so immature. Use your words, Steven.
What a monster. That might have been like, well, actually, I don't know. I probably called you on your birthday again. Did I ever call you on your birthday again, or did I learn my lesson?
You probably never did again. I don't remember. I don't remember. No, I feel like for a few years we stayed in touch. Well, I know we stayed in touch, but.
Yeah.
I feel like we probably said happy birthday.
Yeah.
For a minute.
I would love to hear what I was really like. Oh, you kind of got the piece from MTV, and I don't know if they recorded that later, but yeah, I was being immature in a way. I was like, I'm calling you. You should be so lucky. I am calling to say happy birthday.
I'm gracing you with my phone call.
But I'm not happy about it. Okay. So
don't even call me then.
You're still in my doghouse. I don't even care about you anymore. Totally over you.
So funny. Well, this was fun. We are having Talon on next week, which I'm very excited to get to the bottom of a lot with him and also just catch up with him and hear what he's up to these days.
Well, it'll be really fun. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to talking to you next week. We'll see you then.
See you then. Thanks for listening to Back to the Beach with me, Kristen Cavallari, and the best ex-boyfriend ever, Stephen Colletti.
We are so stoked to bring you along on this journey back to Laguna Beach with us.
You can find us on Instagram at Dear Media Studio, hashtag BTTBpod, at Kristen Cavallari, and at Stephen Colletti.
Got any questions about the show? Give us a call on our Back to the Beach hotline, 1-844-LAGUNA-0.
And if you like our show, please make sure you follow or subscribe wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. And don't forget to leave us a rating and a review.
Back to the Beach is a Dear Media production hosted by Kristen Cavallari and Stephen Colletti.
Our show is produced by Rosalie Atkinson.
Post-production by Amanda Vandekar, Michelle Harrison, and Taylor O'Connor.
Music supervision by Jonathan Lane.
Our theme song is Come Clean, written by John Shanks and Cara Diaguardi.
Cover composed by Steve Shebby.
And our executive producers are Jocelyn Falk, Paige Port, and Michael Bostick.